Welcome to the Personal Innovation Podcast, brought to you by PersonalInnovationHub.com. This podcast is all about igniting dreams, passions, careers, and social impact. The objective is for us all to master our inner gifts, create our own future, and live our lives as a love story while leaving a dent on the universe. And now, here's your host, Eric Suryiram.
Hello, Innovation family. Thank you very much for tuning in to your Motivational Personal Innovation Podcast. I am Eric Suryiram, your personal innovation evangelist. My work is simply to make us all think bigger about who we are, what we do in a unique way, and how we can change the world through doing what we love. Remember to subscribe to the Personal Innovation Podcast. This podcast is where I present to you the love stories of wonderful people who are falling in love with themselves, living their dreams, their passions, and are creating careers that impact the world. Do not forget to visit personalinnovationhub.com. It is where you want to go if you're looking for information, knowledge, and inspiration to build a powerful career based on your dreams, passions, and use it to impact the world. By the way, you can email me, coaching@personalinnovationhub.com. In this episode of your Motivational Personal Innovation Podcast, I bring to you today's guest. She is a writer and an inspirer. She is the creator of nanabuatama.com. Buatama, on behalf of the Innovation family, I welcome you to the Personal Innovation Podcast.
Thank you, Eric.
Great. Are you ready to help my listeners dream, no matter how small, become more passionate about their dreams, create their own unique careers, and leave a dent on the universe?
Yes, I'm ever ready.
Beautiful. Would you rather innovate or stagnate, and why?
I'd rather innovate because life is all about growth. You can't stay at one place. You can't remain in your comfort zone. Otherwise, you never know what impact you made. You never know what it is you could have done differently before leaving this earth. So innovating is the better option to me.
Can you tell us a bit more about yourself?
My name is Nana Buatama Amwa. I'm a marketing graduate from the University of Ghana. But while studying marketing, I also write. And one reason why I love marketing is because I get to meet people. And meeting people also gives me stuff to write about. I love to read as well. And like I said, I love to just try and meet people and make them feel special because we all have something good within us. Yes.
Wow.
You basically get to know more about me through my writings and stuff on nanabuatama.com.
That's very beautiful. Now, since childhood, what have you always dreamt or fantasized becoming?
Okay, so I've always liked English since I was young. Every time there was a competition or essay we're supposed to write, it always felt like an exciting challenge for me. So as time went on, I used to write short pieces and keep it to myself until someone encouraged me to share it with others as well. So I aspire to be an international writer, someone who inspires people by her words, and also to just, like I've been saying throughout, just make an impact before I leave, whether it's through my businesses or writing or whatever it is. And before I forget, I'm a Christian, so the most important thing of all is to glorify God with everything I do.
Wow.
So that's basically it.
Wow, that's very beautiful. What puts you on fire today? What is your passion today?
My passion, one thing I love so much is when someone messages me and tells me I'm inspired by what you did or I'm blessed by what I read. That's it. Or I just needed to hear this thing and then you have said it. God bless you. That just does it for me.
Or what percentage of what you do today did you learn from school or through traditional education?
I would say maybe 40%. I've come to realize it's not always about school. There are some things you learn outside school, which I call the school of life. There's formal education, which teaches you things like how to be organized, how to organize your thoughts, how to harness your skills. But outside school, there are important lessons like learning to understand people, being creative, and things like that. So I'll say roughly 40%.
So Can you give us about a list of two things or three things that you do today that you did not actually learn from traditional education?
Okay. One thing I did learn from traditional education was understanding people. Initially, I didn't have that patience to understand why people do the things they do. But as time has gone on, as I've met different people and gone through different circumstances, I've learned to not judge people like by their initial, whatever it is I see from my initial meeting with them, but to take time to understand the battles they've gone through and why they do the things they do. And this is something I couldn't have learned in the classroom. So that was one.
Okay.
The second thing I learned is taking time off to reflect. Yes. As a writer, you need to take time off from, you know, we live in a fast-paced world. Sometimes you just need to take time off everything. Maybe get a pen and notebook and just be with your thoughts and allow your thoughts to flow. This is also something I didn't learn in for my formal education, but outside school. Yes. And the third thing is to think outside the box. Right now, in our era, everybody is doing the same thing. So what makes you different? So you constantly have to look out for what can make you extra from the other people who are doing the same thing that you are doing. And again, this is not something I learned from the classroom. It's something I learned outside the classroom. So those are the three things.
Wow. What, man? How have you become aware of your personality or who you are? How has knowing your personality influenced the things you do today?
So as time goes on, I get to discover more of myself than before. And sometimes it's because of my reactions to certain things. Sometimes it's because of the situations that I find myself in. And a typical example, if you pray for patience, but God doesn't bring you a situation to test your patience, you wouldn't know just how patient you are. So for me, one thing that has helped me to know and understand myself more is the situations that I found myself in, the kind of people that I've met, because there are different kinds of people. There are nice people, there are not so nice people. How I react to them, how I handle those situations have helped me to discover myself more. And this has influenced my writing, because I want other people to be able to put themselves in my shoes and have an idea of what such situations feel like. So yeah, as time goes on, I just discover more and more about myself.
Tell us your favorite quote. What is your favorite quote? And how do you want, or what do you want Univation family to learn from it?
Okay, so I once came across a quote. I'm just paraphrasing. You can choose between one day and day one, which simply means you can just keep saying, I'll start this thing I want to do someday, or you can decide to start it today. So that's why it says you can either choose between one day or day one. And that quote has really spoken to me, because whenever I'm tempted to procrastinate, I remember that today should be day one for me. I shouldn't keep saying one day I'll do it, because the great people didn't wait till they were so old before they started to do what they do. So for me, I've decided to make it day one for me constantly and not be saying one day I will do this. So that's the quote for me.
Wow. Very, very good wisdom nuggets coming all the way from Nabotma right now. Univation family, are you thinking that you need more time? Are you asking permission from somebody to do that thing you want to do? Are you telling yourself, one day I will become? Please, we are in the future today. So start doing that thing today. Today should be your day one. Powerful.
Yeah.
Nana Botwa, entrepreneurship or employment? Which of these two will you choose any day and why?
Okay. So for me, I've always been saying I would love to be an entrepreneur one day. But then, especially in the Ghanaian setting, it doesn't start automatically. Most of the time, you have to go through some form of employment to build network and to also gain some experience. So for me, I'll choose entrepreneurship any day, because it builds your creativity, keeps you on your feet, and at the end of the day, you don't have to really report to anyone. But before you can get there, you need to learn how to be under somebody. So you can gain that experience and then also build the network that will also push your business. So that's basically it.
Wow. So tell me, what will you say is your career today? And do you think this career is a bad fit job? Is it a dream job? Or will you say it is a bridge job that is leading you to your dream job?
Okay, so I'm into marketing. I love everything marketing, digital marketing, sales, meeting people. But I'm currently doing my national service at a bank. And that doesn't really give me the opportunity to put my marketing skills to like the maximum use. So for now, I'll say it's a bridge. I'm yet to get to where I'm expecting to get to.
All right. So how will you define your writing career, your blogging career? At this point, is it a career for you or is it just a side hustle?
For now, it's on the side, but it's something I love to pursue. And one word I'll use to describe it is enlightening. I learn something new every day. And when I compare how I used to write to now, I realize there's a lot of growth. So it's been an enlightening experience. And it's something, even though I'm doing it on the side, it's something I like to pursue more as time goes on.
All right, let's focus more on your career as a writer and a blogger. What is your career or your goal, your personal goal for writing? Where do you want to take this?
My personal goal for writing, I always ask myself, will somebody be inspired by this thing that I've written? Will someone be encouraged? Will someone be pushed to be better by reading this thing that I'm writing? And my goal is to have that platform where it's not just the Ghanaians reading, but all over the world, people can just take their phones, go to their website, and then be blessed. And even go a step further to invite me to come and maybe speak further about whatever I've written so they can be inspired and also build on their talent. And I've started by, I had a conference last year called the Wordsmith Conference. This was an opportunity to interact with people like me who want to build up their talent. So I had the opportunity to invite other people to speak and to also interact with people like me who want to be better and who want to grow. So that's my goal, to make this writing thing a sort of learning platform for others.
Wow, powerful. But how did you discover this career path? How did you discover the act of writing, the skill of writing, and even taking it further to the online platform, which is a blog? Tell us about how the journey all started for you.
Okay, so one thing I've learned is to do something well, you have to have the passion. So like I said earlier, every time I had to write an essay, competition or something, it was quite easy for me. And it got to a point when people need maybe a few lines of encouragement or something, they come to me to help them with it. And sometimes I write some things and they read it to some people, but I was scared to go further with it. And someone encouraged me that I should have that boldness. People are starting blogs. What am I doing with it? So I decided to try. And I started with ghblessed.blogspot.com, which does not really give you, it's a blogger sort of thing. So it doesn't give you the opportunity to put pictures. It's a bit limited. But as time went on, I met someone else and he was like, why not start a website? But I was a bit hesitant because I was wondering if I'll be able to maintain it, if I'll always be able to have content for it. But that's where I learned, you never know till you try. Sometimes you have to take risks. So the person pushed me and then finally we started the website. And I've not regretted it since. It's been about a year now since I went official with the website and it's been a great experience.
The Univation family, we believe that all humans are unique, which is true. Would you say, what would you say, is that particular skill or ability, your talent or personality trait that makes you stand out from anyone else who does exactly what you do today?
Okay, so mine is thinking on my feet. It can take me just a few minutes to think of something to write. be it for a business, let's say a business website, or just to encourage someone, or a short story, I'm able to think on my feet. And another thing is I reflect a lot too. I'm able to just tune out, like zone out, and then just pick up the little lessons from little things. So someone may see some drops of water as an ordinary thing, but I will see a valuable lesson in it and then build on it and write an article on it. So those are a few of my strong points.
Wow. That's very beautiful. What is your biggest struggle today as a blogger, as a writer in Ghana, as somebody who is working in a full-time 8-to-5 job and pursuing a career in writing? What are the challenges that you face today, and how are you working to win the game?
Okay, so first thing is content. You know, to stand out as a blogger, you have to be very regular. Because if you post one thing and then post months later, your readers tend to forget about you. So sometimes it's quite difficult, what they call writer's block. You sometimes just don't have anything to write. But if you remember, I said I'm a Christian. Those are the points that I realize all over again, that it's not really about me. It's been God from day one. He's the one who always gives me the inspiration to write something. So those moments, those writer's block experiences that give me the opportunity to go back to the drawing board and ask God for his guidance. So that main struggle has been times when I didn't have anything to write, but God has always come through for me. The second one is exposure. You know, for a blog to be successful, you have to have a large audience. And sometimes, because we are in a time where people always send links and stuff like that, people find it a bit difficult to actually click on the link and go and read it. One challenge I've had is how to make it creative, stimulating enough for them to actually want to click on it and go and see what I'm talking about. So those are the two main things, writer's block and then my exposure.
Wow. All right. I know that all humans have weaknesses. What will you say we are supposed to be doing about our weaknesses to be able to achieve our goals?
Okay. So to work on our weaknesses, we have to learn to accept correction. Most of the time as humans, we are scared to actually accept that we have weaknesses. And usually we won't see that weakness. It's those around us who will be able to see and tell us. So when they do correct us, we shouldn't be offended. We need to learn to accept correction in order to grow. So if you want to identify your weakness, you should be willing to learn, be willing to be advised, and be willing to act on that advice. And your weakness will eventually become your strength. And you also have to pray about it, that this is my weakness. Lord, help me to overcome it, and you'll be fine.
All right. You know, I have fallen in love with personal innovation, and I am a personal innovation evangelist, ready to spread the good news about personal innovation. But I want to find out from you, how important do you think the concept of personal innovation is in today's world of career and business? And how will you define personal innovation?
Okay, I think personal innovation is very important. And I'm very big on branding. So I think personal innovation and branding go hand in hand. If someone were to describe you in 5 minutes, what would they say? What would be the first few words that will come to mind? Those are some of the things that are very important. And to get there, you have to have that personal innovation, that desire to have personal growth, to build yourself up every day. And whether we like it or not, we are in an era where right now it's not just CVs that work. There has to be something extra about you, so that when there are two of you in the room, it will be easier to pick you over that person. And the only way that can happen is if you build yourself up personally. So for me, I think in this time, personal innovation is a must for everybody, because you can't stay at one place. You have to move forward. You have to grow.
Wow. That was so powerful. Who is that one individual, that icon, that celebrity or mentor, a coach that you look up to in what you do today, and why have you chosen that person?
Okay, so for me, I don't really have a particular person that... Different people inspire me at different points in time. So I don't have a particular person that will say, this is my role model, or I want to be like this person. I just learn from different people at different times.
All right, sure. Do you think that you are a brand today, or do you believe you can become a brand that will drive emotions, loyalty, credibility, and return on investment, and even be remembered when you are no more?
Yes, I believe I'm a brand. Let me give you a typical example. So I have a number of social media platforms, Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, and then I had Twitter. But the issue with the Twitter was I couldn't really manage it properly. So I asked someone to help me out with that. And he started to post stuff that were not really things I was into, things with swear words and all that. So people started to contact me that, what's wrong with my Twitter account? Because it seems different from the messages I'm conveying on the other platform. And that experience taught me the power of branding. If I had been known for something else, it wouldn't have been such a big deal. But because I'm known for a particular standard, a particular opinion, there are some things that are not in consonance with my brand. So I will say confidently that I have a certain brand that I have to maintain even as time goes on.
Tell my listeners, what steps have you taken in the past to make sure that you become a brand?
Okay, so how I carry myself. You have to come to a point where when you speak, people actually listen. So sometimes it's better to be quiet, because when you do speak, people know that you have something valuable to say. So if you need to make an impact, for example, or you need to be a brand, you just have to know when to speak, when to be quiet, and how to carry yourself. For example, if you want to organize a campaign on decency, but you yourself, your dressing is disparate from what you are trying to convey, people will not listen to you. Please understand. So you have to first of all, you have to know what to say at what time. And you have to watch how you carry yourself. These two things in particular, they play a very important role in that.
Sure. But your network is your net worth. We need to always think about who we know and who knows us to achieve our dreams. Do you believe in this saying? And how do you go about networking with people necessary to achieve your dreams?
Okay, I really believe in this saying, especially in a country like Ghana. You need to know people. You need to have that kind of network. Whether we like it or not, that's the direction that we are going. And like I said earlier, I love to meet people. And for me, I make a conscious effort that if I meet somebody and even go further to have their contact, I just constantly check on them just to find out how they are doing. You know, we are in a time where people expect people to ask things from them, people to make demands. So when you are different, you don't ask anything. You just make them feel important as a person. Trust me, it's a powerful tool in networking. So when you do need something one day and you ask, they will willingly do it for you because they know you are not you are not an opportunist. You see them as a person and just want to relate with them as a person. So networking is very important. And sometimes just taking the phone to check on somebody can go a very long way in building your network.
Wow. Just take your phone to check on somebody, and that can go a long way to build your network.
Yes.
You see, members of the Univision family believe that strong personal brands impact society positively. It is a key feature or a key element of personal innovation. Tell us about what you're doing today or what you're planning to do to impact the world and leave a dent on the universe.
Okay. So initially, a few years ago, a few friends and I organized some donation for some kids where we just get old clothes and some little snacks and just go and share with them. So remind them that they are special. And as time goes on, I want to do more on literacy stuff where you can gather children, just read to them and maybe give them notebooks and pens to just build that interest of reading in them. So it's something that I'm considering and would like to do. And one initiative that has inspired me so much is Raising Readers by Nanaba Namwa. Things like this are what builds our society up. And it's things like this that spark my interest.
Great. Companies have always needed to innovate in order to stay relevant and competitive in their marketplace. But now, so do we as individuals. What do you do on a daily basis to stay educated, knowledgeable, and up to date as far as your industry or area of expertise is concerned?
Okay, for me, first of all, I pray to put my whole day in perspective. I've come to realize if I don't say a prayer, like, I just feel disorganized most of the time. So that's where it all starts. Secondly, I make it a point to read a lot, because it's embarrassing when you meet a group of people, they are having a certain discussion and you can't contribute anything meaningful to it. So I've built that habit of reading, even if it's news, constantly staying updated on what's going on around me so that I can also contribute and also stay on top of issues. And the third thing is, just sometimes you just need to plan your day. What is it I want to achieve? What are the things I need to do? How possible is it to achieve them? Even if it means writing them down, it's a step further in making sure your day is fruitful, your day is successful. So these three things for me, and also sometimes just sitting people down and listening to them. You know, we all have a store of knowledge that we can't tell you about unless you willingly come and ask. So sometimes just learning from people gives you those nuggets you need to also have a fruitful day and move on in life. So these four things work for me.
Yeah. Univision family, write down your goals and ask yourself at the end of the day whether you have achieved your goals. You see, the skills of yesterday might not be as important in 5 years, and the technology we use today may be obsolete next year. Open your tools box for my listeners. What tools, what books, what internet resource do you like and use in your personal and professional life and you'd like to recommend to my listeners?
Okay, so for me, education never ends. So I'm trying a course. You know, when you are in a certain field of study, it's good to get better at it. And now that a lot of professional courses have come, I'm trying my hands on a professional marketing course. And apart from that, I like websites like The Economist, BBC, Bloomberg. Like, they open your understanding about certain things around you. So reading for me, I can't do without reading, because it's a way of stimulating your mind and then just giving you more things to write about and to talk about. So yeah, find a course that you can do to build your skills, and then also read wide. That's it.
Tell us, how are you sharing your personality, your values, and what you have created with your target audience and with the world apart from your blog?
Okay, so I just create an approachable image. If you see me somewhere, I don't believe I'm someone you should be shy of. So I try and create that image where anyone can approach me and ask questions, and I'll willingly answer and give you that opportunity to know what I am about and what inspires me. And I make good use of social media as well. Sometimes if it's just an inspirational quote, or like I said, checking on the person even before you send them your link, it also goes a long way. And trust me, word of mouth really works. If somebody likes what they read, chances are they'll tell somebody about it, who also tells somebody about it. And before I realize, it expands. So you just need to have an approachable image and then make good use of the digital era that we are in. That's what works for me.
Okay, sure. On the Personal Innovation Podcast, we have a ritual that we do anytime we have a powerful guest like you. And that is the Personal Innovation Challenge. Now, tell us, what passion project would you pursue in the next few months so we can celebrate your success with it the next time we meet?
Okay, I'm looking at organizing what I said earlier, a reading drive for kids. So I'll let you in on that, as in the time and all that, very soon.
All right. And your conference as well, when is it coming this year?
Yeah, it's something that's going to be annual, God willing. So this September, God willing, we are looking to organize another one, Wordsmith Conference 2018.
All right. I am promising Personal Innovation Hub will come on board to support. We have to constantly evolve, adapt to new realities, be accountable for ourselves, and dream creatively if we want to survive. What final lessons or words of wisdom and guidance do you want to share with my audience who are trying to dream, follow their passions, and create their own careers like you're doing?
Okay, so what I'll say is, don't be afraid to be yourself. Sometimes the mistake we make is that we compare ourselves to others, and then we end up hiding in our corner and then missing out on great opportunities to be a blessing. So don't be afraid to be yourself. Chances are, when you are yourself, the thing you are good at, the thing you enjoy doing, you actually end up making money from it. So be yourself. And the second thing is, be determined. Most of the time, the odds will be against you. There are times you will be alone. There are times you will not have people to encourage you. That's when you need to learn to encourage yourself and be determined that no matter what life throws at you, you pursue your dreams. These two things. And the third thing, finally, is to depend totally on God. The main thing is that He created us, so He knows how best we can function. So build that habit of going back to ask Him, what is the next step I need to take? What is my purpose? And then give me the grace to fulfill it. So be yourself, be determined, and depend totally on God. Those are my final words.
Where can my Univision family find out more about you and what you do so they can connect with you?
Okay, so I'm on LinkedIn, Nana Boatima Amoa. I'm on Facebook, nanaboatima.com. I'm on Instagram, nanaboatima.com17. Yes, and you can send me an email, nbablessed@gmail.com. And like I said earlier, you can visit nanaboatima.com and just drop a comment. You can leave your email, I'll get in touch.
Wow, that's good. And I'm sure Univision family will get in touch with you and enjoy what you have to share.
Looking forward to it.
All right, because we love what you're doing, we will not want you to just stop all of a sudden. So we are going to have what we call our personal innovation pledge. It is a pledge that all guests make on this platform to continue doing what they are doing for us. And you repeat after me.
Okay.
I pledge to continue living my dream.
I pledge to continue living my dream.
I pledge to think bigger about who I am.
I pledge to think bigger about who I am.
And change the world by doing what I love.
And change the world by doing what I love.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Wow. On behalf of the Univision family, we have witnessed your pledge and pray you fulfill it. Thank you very much for sharing a piece of you with the Univision family. Thank you very much for coming.
Thank you. Thank you too for the opportunity. I'm grateful.
Wow, that's great. And wonderful listeners, thank you for listening. Stay tuned in for the next episode of your Motivational Personal Innovation podcast, and it promises.
Remember to subscribe because there's more to come. Follow Eric on Twitter at Sir Eric Suryiram A and on Facebook, facebook.com/personalinnovationhub. Remember to rate and review the show. Share this with friends who need to hear.